Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, que lo que, and welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Over There Yet, the podcast, con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia, and we're talking about everything under the sun. This podcast is all about that, talking like it's 1995, you can just talk about anything, right? But in essence, is we're always asking a question to God or the universe, and remember, this, you could believe in whoever you want to believe. It could be God, Buddha, Allah, lo que sea, the trees, whatever. Here, we're just talking. And there's no right or wrong in a sense, because there's so many different opinions and so many different questions. And I always say hashtag question everything. So I haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks. And you know what? Today, I actually don't even have a topic. I'm going to be super honest with you. At first, I started to record this and I'm like, dear God, what do I have to say? Like, literally, what do I have to say? Because la mente mía, my mind has been so... it's been so clouded, and I've been trying my best to do little things that add in my life. But I'm just going to keep it real with you guys, because you guys know that I have launched officially my volunteer community, my volunteer travel community. And if you don't know what that is, let me just give you a little what a volunteer travel community is. So we all know what volunteering means, right? Giving our time to other people, sharing with other people to do something for a common cause. You can help them and you don't get paid for it, because you're giving your beautiful, amazing time. And traveling, volunteer travel, is you're traveling and you put volunteering, you put it together, boom, 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 you get the best, you know, cheese and jamon and queso, the best cheese and ham sandwich ever, or whatever you eat. I don't even eat ham. I don't even know why I use that analogy, but that's exactly what it is. I knew that my love for traveling was like insane. I'm obsessed with traveling. I love cultures. I love trying new foods. I love just being in different new surroundings. It's a spark of creativity for me. That's a numero uno. To helping people. I am very passionate about helping people, but not like cliche in the sense that I can sit and, you know, I do certain things and I don't do it for recognition, and I don't do it to, you know, and to post it to tell people like, oh, hey, look at me doing this. Like, not to say there's nothing wrong with that. Please don't come at me with that comment that I just made, because that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that I do it from a place of love. I do it from my heart. I do it from just me. I put myself in those shoes, because if you don't know me, if you don't know my story comes forth a medical background, and medical background meaning me having medical issues. And, you know, there's a lot, if it wasn't for my friends and family and people that were giving me their time, I wouldn't be here. And I know that people say, you know, money does everything. Money does not do everything. And maybe that's what the talk about it's about today. I don't know. But money doesn't do everything. Money cannot fix everything. Money cannot cure everything. I even can tell you that people are like, well, if you have a really bad sickness, tú puedes ir al hospital y te pueden dar lo que sea. Yeah, but if you know medical and you know about the mindset, you know that the mind is the most powerful thing and that you can literally cure yourself. But that's for another episode. We're not talking about that right now. Today is not really talking about anything in particular. It's just like, what do I have to say? You know, dear God, what do I have to say about this time? What do you have to say about this time? And sometimes that saying things is not even enough. You know, I bought flowers this week because I felt like I love flowers. So I needed to put some flowers in the house. And my grandmother's birthday is today. And of course, this is pre-recorded. You guys all know that, right? But, and I just needed that. I needed these little sparks of reminder that it's going to be okay. And so back to the volunteer community. So I knew volunteer was something really important to me, and I knew traveling was really important to me. And I knew that changing the world one conversation at a time is bigger than just my book, my podcast, and me speaking on stages, or whatever the case is. You know, changing the world one conversation at a time is sparking a conversation based on something that's, there's a problem, there's a problem or situation or something. There is something the reason why we're looking for a quiet answer. And it might not be a straight answer. It might be an answer full of different solutions. And so that I knew that in my life, every time I had a roadblock, I always asked a question. I was always asking God, you know, dear God, que voy a hacer? Dear God, how is this going to play into? Dear God, what should I do? Dear God, what do I have to say about this? Should I even say something about this? And through all that is how I came about, you know, wanting to come together with this volunteer community. When I did, you know, when I did the IRL, I asked people in the in real life, IRL, if you don't know what that is, I asked them, like, what is this? What is that? And I was getting information, and people were telling me they wanted their children to be involved in volunteering. They wanted to raise socially conscious children. That is so freaking important. Let's rewind that. Mommies that you're listening, socially conscious children is important. You know, not manganzones that feel entitled and privileged. And, you know, when I say that, it's because growing up, I knew what it was. You know, I knew what the worth of a dollar was. My dad wasn't just going to give us a dollar just to give it to us, you know. Like, I knew what hard work was. I knew what I had gratitude for what we had. And I also had gratitude for giving to others, too. And there's a mental... there's a mental block with that, and especially with the generations now about giving and feeling entitled and feeling privileged and because I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, yo, oh, pero tú no me hablas ahora porque esto. Like, you know, like, oh, you're not good enough because you don't, you're not an influencer. You don't have X amount of followers. So you're, you know, and I'm saying this because that's the world we live in now. And so mommies, yes, raising socially conscious children is important. And that's why the volunteer travel is, because we're going to do that. And the platform for right now, we're doing all virtual volunteering, of course, because we're doing the whole social distancing. But even afterwards, we can go in person to these different places, these different people, and help them out. Because it is a peer-to-peer volunteer community. It is directly. I mean, right now we're helping different organizations, but our goal is to help individual people, Maria, Charlie, Johnny, lo que sea. But they will post a need and be like, look, I have this non-monetary need right now. Like, I am a new business owner and I need help with this. Or my grandparents live far away and I need someone to come check in on them once a week. Or whatever the case is, these are all non-monetary and they're valued for so much. And so, dear God, what do I have to say? Like... I have to say that that is what's been on my mind, and the uncertainty of when are we going to be able to do that? When are we going to be able to live life again? And I'm not going to say normal again, because I don't even know what normal is, but in the sense of not living in fear of every time you go out and you see a stranger and you're like in la película, you're like in the movies, like, ay, no me toque, no me toque. Don't touch me. So what do you have to say? I want to hit me up on my Instagram, hit me up on Facebook, in my email, whatever it is that you have, go ahead and hit me up, because I really want to know. I'm really curious, what do you have to say about all this and how is it impacting you and affecting you? And what are you thinking about? Maybe you have a side hustle or a business or a brand or whatever the case is, and you're trying to make this work. And when now with the uncertainty of things, you're just like kind of lost for words. I'd love to know. And hasta la próxima. I told you it's going to be a short podcast today because, dear God, what do I have to say? I have to say that I'm happy and grateful for my family and my friends and everything that I have. My health is so important. And I'm actually very grateful for just sometimes not even needing to speak about certain things, because it's all about control, self-control, and respect. So when I see things that people are talking about the news or seeing this, it's like sometimes it's just for your own sanity, you just kind of keep quiet, not because you don't want to question everything or you don't want to challenge everything, but sometimes it's just like you don't always have to do that. And so, or when my dad calls me, they say, I saw this on the news, and I'm like, what are you watching? Because they make up most of that stuff. You know, sometimes it's you have to come first and your mind frame has to come first. So what do you have to say? Hasta la próxima. Until next week. And I'll have something to say next week. But I wanted to kind of just come out here and talk to you guys this weekend. Don't forget, if you want to be a volunteer, it's absolutely free to volunteer and you can do it from home. And it literally takes like a minute, 30 minutes, 2 hours, lo que sea. It doesn't take a long time. It's another thing. It doesn't take a long time. I mean, I had a mom that has a newborn, my friend, a really good friend of mine. She has a newborn baby, a very rambunctious six-year-old, a husband, a house full of, you know, just a lot of things that she needs to do as a mom. You know, we always have 1,000 hats. And she literally has been doing these cards for hospice patients. And she said, look, Alicia, even if I do two, because I have so many things, I feel good. Yeah, because it's two people that you're going to be, and you're going to be, you know, impacting. You're going to smile and read that. And that's what I have to say. And there's so many different opportunities on there, on the website. So if you're a little confused as far as like, well, I don't really know how to draw, or I don't want to do a card or whatever, but there's a virtual museum database support that they need people, a prayer cloths for hospice, volunteer for an equine therapy center. If you speak Spanish, they need a resource navigator. You can even, if you're African American or Latino, you can also record audiobooks. There's so much in here, calling people that are grieving from loss of loved ones in COVID-19. You pick up the phone and you can make 3 calls or 2 calls and just to listen to someone, you know, or help elderly people. I mean, bake cakes for foster care children, virtual volunteering, tutoring, and the list goes on. Sew masks, become a crisis volunteer. Again, the list goes on. So I hope you guys check that out. And I guess I did have something to say. That's what I had to say, is that, you know, the volunteer community. And I think that is what's keeping my, you know, in my, and seeing my daughter, you know, when she's happy and just, she has no idea what's going on. And I think that's what really, that helps me through this process. But anyways, hit me up. Hasta la próxima. We'll see you guys next week. And thank you for tuning in.